Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
lonely, cause your style's baloney. But I rock with no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way I bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I throw you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll over that chicken shit you're plucking. You're stuckin', stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin', a teethin'. Believe this shit, butthead just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's sure, lyrical murder. I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raised, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make your ear just to focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrically the locust, what? It's so cold but aesthetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathic, from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. And you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. You're pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
I take a puff and I blow out like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slam into the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I still rock.
Foundation were built was such that they ensured that the United States
would come to its maturity under circumstances which mean that for a substantial proportion of citizens, life is nothing more than a living dead. Liberty is nothing more than a prison of poverty. And the only happiness we enjoy is laughing to keep from crying. We find evidence for majority freedom and minority oppression in the fact that even while the early settlers were proclaiming their freedom, they were deliberately and systematically depriving Africans of their freedom. These basic contradictions were further aggravated by acts which implicitly admitted that the majority was wrong, but unwilling to do right. Thus, when the Declaration of Independence was drafted, the Founding Fathers struck all mentions of the slave trade. Thus, when the United States Constitution was drafted, the Founding Fathers considered the slaves as equivalent to 3/5 of a man. Thus, when the slaves were emancipated, the descendants of the Founding Fathers compromised that freedom to gain further territory. These compromises were so basic to the thinking of the forebears that legal attempts to correct the contradiction through constitutional amendments and civil rights laws have produced no change in our conditions, and we are still a people without equal protection and due process of the law. We recognize then that the oppressive acts of the United States government, when contrasted with the testaments of freedom, carries forward a basic contradiction found in all the legal documents upon which this government is based. Generation after generation of the majority group have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labor in the life, liberty, and happiness of their children and grandchildren. Generation after generation of black people in America have been born, they have worked, and they have seen the fruits of their labors in the life, liberty, and happiness of the children and grandchildren of the oppressor. While their own descendants wallow in the mire of poverty and deprivation, holding only to the hope of change in the future. The hope has sustained us for many years and has led us to suffer the administration of a corrupt government. At the dawn of the 20th century, this hope led us to formulate a civil rights movement in the belief that the government would eventually fulfill its promise to black people. We did not recognize, however, that any attempts to complete the promise of the 18th century revolution in the framework of a 20th century government, economy, and society was doomed to failure. The descendants of that small company of original settlers of this land are not among the common people of today. They have become a small ruling class in control of a worldwide economic system. The Constitution set up by their ancestors to serve the people no longer serves the people. For the people have changed. The people of the 18th century have become the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of the 20th century are the descendants of the slaves and the dispossessed of the 18th century. The Constitution set up to serve the people of the 18th century now serves the ruling circle of the 20th century. And the people of today stand wanting for a foundation for their own life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. The civil rights movement has not produced this foundation, and it cannot produce this foundation because of the nature of the United States society and economy. The vision of the civil rights movement is to achieve goals which have been altered by 200 years of change. Thus, the civil rights movement and similar movements have produced no foundation for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They have produced humiliating programs of welfare and unemployment compensation, programs with sufficient form to deceive the people, but with insufficient substance to change the fundamental distribution of power and resources in this country. Moreover, while the movements attempt to get minorities into the system, we note that the government continues this pattern of practice which contradicts its democratic rhetoric. We recognize now that we see history repeating itself, but on an international as well as a national scale. The relentless drive to profit led this nation to colonize, oppress, and exploit its minorities. This profit drive took this nation from democratic capitalism and underdevelopment to bureaucratic capitalism and overdevelopment. Now we see that the small ruler circle continues this profit drive by oppressing and exploiting the people of the world. Throughout the world, the proletariat is crushed so that the profits of the American industry can continue to flow. Throughout the world, the freedom struggle of oppressed people are opposed by this government because they are a threat to the bureaucratic capitalism of the United States of America. We gather here to let it be known at home and abroad that a nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness has in its maturity become an imperialistic power dedicated to death, oppression, and the pursuit of profit. We will not be deceived by so many of our fellow men. We will not be blinded by small changes in form which lack any change in substance of the imperialist expansion. Our suffering has been too long. Our sacrifices have been too great. And our human dignity is too strong for us to be prudent any longer. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom and power to determine our destiny. The Black Panther Party calls for full employment for all our people. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to the capitalistic exploitation of our community. The Black Panther Party calls for decent housing for all people. The Black Panther Party calls for an educational system that will tell us the true facts about this decadent society. The Black Panther Party calls for exemption from the military service. The Black Panther Party calls for an end to police brutality. The Black Panther Party calls for freedom for all political prisoners and prisoners of war. The Black Panther Party calls for trials by members of our peer when we're brought to the court and justice. The Black Panther Party calls for a United Nations plebiscite to determine the will of black people as to their national destiny. Black people and oppressed people in general have lost faith in leaders of America, in the government of America, and the very structure of the American government, that is the Constitution, its legal foundation. This loss of faith is based upon the overwhelming evidence that this government will not live according to the Constitution because the Constitution is not designed for its people. For this reason, we assemble a constitutional convention to consider rational and positive alternatives. Alternatives which will place the emphasis on the common man. Alternatives which will bring about a new economic system in which the rewards as well as the work will be equally shared by all people. A socialist framework. Alternatives which will guarantee that within the socialist framework, all groups will be adequately represented in decision-making and administration which affect their lives. Alternatives which would guarantee that all men will obtain their full manhood rights, that they will be able to live, be free, and seek out those goals which will give them respect and dignity while permitting the same privileges for every other man regardless of his condition or status. The sacredness of man and of the human spirit requires that human dignity and integrity ought to always be respected by every other man. We will sell for nothing less, or at this point in history, anything less is but a living debt. It is a fact that we will get change. We will transform the society. It is up to the oppressor to decide whether this will be a peaceful thing or... We will use whatever means that is effective, regardless of the consequence, because it is our conclusion and our principle that a slave who dies a natural death will not balance two dead flies on the scales of eternity. will have our manhood, even if we have to level the face of the earth. And I get together. So I would like to say that we are one tonight. Let us be one in the future. Power to all of the people.
Work with anybody and form coalition with anybody that has revolution on their mind. We're not a racist organization because we understand that racism is an excuse used for capitalism. And we know that racism is just it's a byproduct of capitalism. Everything would be all right if everything was put back in the hands of the people. And we're going to have to put it back in the hands of the people. Now, we say all power to all people. We say white power to white people.
White power.
Brown power to brown people.
Brown power.
Yellow power to yellow people.
Yellow.
Black power to black people.
Black power.
X power for those that we left out.
X power
we say Panther power to the Vanguard Party. When you leave here, you know what I'm saying? The last words, before you go to bed tonight, say, I am a revolutionary. Make that the last word. In case you don't wake up, then somebody might believe it and you might, you know, end up in what they call a revolutionary happy hunting ground. Say that. I am a revolutionary.
They're constantly bothering the people. Anybody that's out there for the protection of the people happens to be in direct conflict with them. What makes them mad about it? What makes them mad about it is that they have black people and white poor people and red poor people and Puerto Rican poor people and Latin American Puerto Rican people of poor people of all descent, they had them caught up in their movements based on racism when the Black Panther Party stood up and said that we don't care what anybody says. We don't think you fight fire with fire best. We think you fight fire with water best. We're going to fight racism, not with racism, but we're going to fight with solidarity. We said we're not going to fight capitalism with black capitalism, but we're going to fight it with socialism. We stood up and said we're not going to fight reactionary pigs and reactionary state attorneys like this and reactionary state attorneys like Hanrahan with any other reactions on our part. We're going to fight their reactions with all of those people to get together and have an international proletarian revolution.
Right on.
And that's saying all power to the people.
Right on.
That's saying that no matter what color you are, you're just only two classes. And that's saying there's a class over here and there's a class over there. And the reason that this class over here has never did anything to get this class off its back because this is lower, this is upper. This is the oppressed, this is the oppressor. This is the exploited, this is the exploiter. And these people in this class have divided themselves. They say, I'm black and I hate white people. I'm white and I hate black people. I'm Latin American and I hate hillbillies. I'm hillbillies and I hate Indians. So we fight amongst each other. And you've heard the testimony of pigs here. You got pigs of all colors, you know that. You got pigs that are white, you got pigs that are black, you even got pigs that are black and white.
So we always say to Black Panther Party that they can do anything they want to us. We might not be back. I might be in jail. I might be anywhere. But when I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am the people. I'm not the pig. You've got to make a distinction. And the people are going to have to attack the pig. The people are going to have to stand up against the pig. That's what the pastors are doing. That's what the pastors are doing all over the world.
We know they have our pictures. We know they're looking for us. We know they want us. But we're still saying that even though we couldn't be in a sense, as far as this system goes, on the mountaintop, we in the Black Panther Party, because of our dedication and understanding what's in the valley, knowing that the people in the valley, knowing that we originally came from the valley, knowing that our flag is the same flag as the people in the valley, knowing that our enemy is on the mountaintop, our friends are in the valley, we say even though it's nice to be on the mountaintop, we're going back to the valley.
I want you to know that I want you to see. If you ever think about me, and if you think about me, niggas, and if you ain't gonna do no revolutionary act, forget about me. I don't want myself on your mind if you're not gonna work for the people. Like we always said, if you actually make a commitment at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment, only because of the different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer, what you did, you're dead already.
You have to understand that people have to pay the price for peace. If you dare to struggle, you dare to win. If you dare not to struggle, then goddammit, you don't deserve to win. Let me say peace to you if you're willing to fight for it. Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to repeat after me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. And I hope that each one of you will be able to die in the international proletarian revolutionary struggle, even if you're living in it. And I think that struggle is going to come. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Hands up, eyes open, the fist punch. I know this shit, how we do this, y'all. We got to make it together.
Live and direct, Brother
Ted. Live and direct, that's what it is, y'all. Let's make history, let's take history, let's take history. Heads up, eyes on the fist clench. Y'all know what this is, now we do this here. Another episode of Free Mall Radio here, Intellectual Radio. We live and direct. Again, if y'all can't take a pause for the calls, open them front doors and back windows and let them know, once again, it's on. Wednesday, we're quality time, our way is quantity time. We come at you through your front doors, your back doors. We come to Instagram. We come to intellectual YouTube. You name it. This what it's all about. If they can repost it on TikTok or whatever, do what it do, y'all. Weekly episode of the Black Panther, weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred, after Junior Robert Allen, aka the Lady of Rage. So if y'all can, let's get locked and loaded. Make history, take history, tape history. I'm joined by some phenomenal sisters. They just touched down. They'll tell about herself in a minute, and you know what I'm saying, and what they came in for, what they've done thus far already. Holla, you know, it's in the building now, you know what I'm saying? She asked the question about what we do on the West Coast. We want to make sure we connect with the comrades there, so make sure y'all get y'all pens and papers or iPads, whatever, you know, so make these connections happen. Y'all see my voice is going. But the spirit of liberation is still going hard. Dr. Those numbers in is 929-477-3785 and press 1. Also 708-223-8953. That's what it is. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history. That's what it is, y'all. Been moving and grooving. He's on Carl Nelson show early this morning. Moving and grooving. Hitting that. Got a few more things to touch down with. Y'all can't right on. We're next in the building. First Sergeant Darby and Dobby in the building. I see y'all. That's what it is. Let them know we live and direct. We have a number of things we're going to touch down on. I don't know if the brother, Black Militia with the clothing line, you know what I'm saying, he was at a Maywood. I couldn't get the address to you. Studio. I got to slow down. I keep on saying it, but I got to slow down. You know, I got to slow down, man, real talk. Brother Khan in the building. Chirac in the building, that's what it is, y'all. So let me know if you got any callers in queue. Callers in queue. Feel free, like y'all tap in. I know we were talking about Black Militia. It was clothing line. You know, his knowledge, you know what I'm saying? We got going on. Touchdown. Also, we look for the mother, Tamir Rice. Those who don't know, it's coming up this Saturday. Big day. Going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. Make a connection, you know what I'm saying? I mean, ironically, Akron, ironically, I mean, it's the modus operandi, how this system gets down. Akron, Ohio is hot, you know what I'm saying? The funeral service is that today. Jalen Walker, you know what I'm saying? We're hiding the contradictions, you know what I'm saying? People say, well, maybe you got to get police, got to get better trained and what have you. You know what I'm saying? You see, they're perfectly capable of taking the white individual in who, I'm gonna bite my tongue. It's going to just, you know, technically, how they say, allegedly, but I don't even think he denied. But seven people murdered seven people. You know what I'm saying? Taken in, no unharmed. his young brother, Jalen Walker. You know, so they shot 90 shots at him, hit him 60 times. I'm probably talking fast, so it might went over y'all heads. Shot at him 90 times, hit this young brother 60 times, 60 times. Jalen Walker, the funeral service was today. If that don't strike a nerve with you, you dig, your political post, it's probably, man, you know what I'm saying? I mean, out of there. We're talking about that. We're talking about what's going on this Saturday in Cleveland, Ohio. We're talking about Sri Lanka. What's happening now? The uprising, you know what I'm saying? What's going down? You know what I'm saying? I see Ray Brodsky tapped in. I wanted you to come on stoop. I couldn't think of the address. I got to slow down. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm getting a reality check who I am, how old I am. I'm getting a reality check, you know what I'm saying? I'm moving down. I got this, man. Slow down, man. Straight up. I got this idealism, you know what I'm saying? Man, it's going to move nonstop. But reality is it's checking me. Steven in the building. And Christian is going to free them all right on. Chirac in the building. Devontae Burks, that's what it is, y'all. All right, y'all, let's get locked and loaded. Bring, Sister Conrad, we have any callers in queue? Why you taking it out for me? Who we have in studio with us? Why are you here in Chicago? What you got going on? Who came with you?
Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Ayula Mitchell. And I hail from the West Coast. I'm from San Francisco, right across the bridge from the birthplace of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. I have been in Chicago for a little over 2 weeks now. I just believe that you can't say you are for the people if you're not in the communities with the people. And so I came for a conference that we were doing. I do healing work. I do trauma healing work with people on both sides of the wall. We have a lot of trauma as a people. And so I took this opportunity to spend some time in Chicago, not just come out here and go to the conference. And I've met some amazing people doing some incredible work out here in Chicago. And I'm telling everybody that Chicago is so much more than the 90-second news story about violence. There are some beautiful people who love their cities, they love their communities, they love their people, and they're doing the work, and it's been my honor and my pleasure to have been able to meet Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Chairman Fred Hampton Sr.'s life and legacy I've studied since I was a 14-year-old girl, and so it's just really an honor to be here with you and seeing the work that you're doing. Learning about the Panther Cubs, learning about the work you're doing, the Panther Cubs are doing with the Young Lords. It's been a ride. It's been a ride and an experience.
We are honored to have you here. I'm looking around. You want some essential things? Your phone over. I'm trying to see. Find another stand or some books or something for you. But we are honored to have you here. Conference. I can't think of the title of the conference. It's more. What was the title of it? I can't recall it.
National. I'm bad with names and remembering things. I know it was on restorative justice. It's a national conference that happens every 2 years.
A lot of times these conferences, a lot of these events, a lot of times, you know, I brought this up. Some people from Seattle had came to the Hampton House. They said, y'all told them about the Hampton House. And they was like, well, we didn't know nothing about this. Some people I met at this conference, it was at the McCormick Place. They was like, man, we didn't know nothing going on about the Hampton House, so on and so forth. And a lot of times these conferences, in majority cases, they're not designed to really, you know, get people, you know what I'm saying, on the ground doing some work. So we got to acknowledge that, you know what I'm saying? The deal is, like, I remember the event where I had my now ambassador of international affairs who presides on Central Committee. I recall our first meeting. There was a case, was it in Minnesota? It might have been Minnesota. And I was speaking with a a group that brought me there, they really wasn't trying to do no work. The group that got me there, and I got there, and I remember I was talking to our ambassador on the phone. He wasn't our ambassador of International Affairs then, and he was kind of like beating around the bush. He like, do you know people that brought? I said, listen, man, come grab me. I need to get to the pool hall, the barber shop, the hood. He said, huh? I said, come grab me. I need to get to the pool hall, the barber shop, in the hood. There's no gift wrap revolution. You know what I'm saying? These different things, gonna say, okay, here you go, connect with this force, so on and so forth. Work what you gotta work with, you know what I'm saying? You touch down, hit the community that's on you. You know what I'm saying? Man, make it do what it do. And I just wanna commend the sister, commend all those forces that came in, all of them from Brooklyn. The Hampton House was not in the linear notes of the programs for this thing, this event. But they made a point. I said, man, we can touch down 3 o'clock p.m. And then they, no, 1 o'clock. And then we had to change it. You know what I'm saying? We had to move on a pivot. Things happened at 3 o'clock. They were there. And so we wait. We on deck. We waiting. We here. And then add to that, it has not been a full week since they came to the Hampton House. They got a phenomenal video. A phenomenal video, you know what I'm saying, that capitalized, you know what I'm saying, that put together, you know what I'm saying, the times they were here, you know what I'm saying. And it's something I struggle with. A lot of people who, you know, who put this video together, take all the time wasting, you know, excursions, utilities, and unnecessary meetings people want to do. Now, just do it, you know what I'm saying, just do it, you know, I'm going to make some mistakes. I just even the young rappers, they would just get their videos, they would just shoot them, stick and move. And a lot of people want to do more time and meetings and, you know, and don't come out with nothing. Tupac talked about it. He said, Pac will be in the studio to tell cats, man, lay that track down and get up out of there. Them cats, it's other cats who they want to sit back and cut it up and do that. Move, you know what I'm saying, make kind of move on it. And they got the video done. I'm struggling with so many cats on projects. One cat I joke with, I said, listen, man, I know you probably waiting on me to be dead or took up out of here. You be on some show tonight. This stuff is important for people to see what's going on there. People are organizing on the ground. Commandante Ernesto Che Guevara said that the role of the propagandist can be as important as that of the guerrilla. The role of the propagandist can be as important as that of the guerrilla. The images, the information... I got comrades who told me before, I didn't mouth it, man. I didn't know how to read growing up. But he would look at the papers, the illustrations, the, you know what I'm saying, the drawings, and the, how it impacted him. You never know what that ever impact people. Today, I'm down in Maywood, someplace, black-owned company, A&M Italian Ice. I'm rapping this brother today. He's in Maywood, Italian Ice joint. Talked to him, tell him who I am. He said, you related to Dutch? I said, Dutch, I'm Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. He said, he remembers a child. The Panthers would have meetings. He said, he stayed 1230-something Keeler. He said, he said, the door would be open. You can walk past. He said, I remember how the police always gave him a hard time. And a lot of people don't understand that. I tell you, telling people, they talk about organizing and negating the COINTELPRO, the counterinsurgency, you know what I'm saying? The dynamic of, you know, being unmolested. I'm talking about a poster in the Hampton House shows you the arrest that Panthers was subjected to in Chicago in the 69 alone. This is important to put, and that stuck with this brother. You know what I'm saying? I remember that. It's so common. I'll get pulled over three, four times last 5 days. I'm telling this once a day. She probably listened to and good. Cause I had to catch myself. Yeah, I didn't hear back from you. I said, why you on the live? I mean, police pulled me over. I'm on live 2 nights ago. I'm in the passenger seat. They asked me, give me your license. You can hear him, Mr. Hampton. Give me. I got this on live. And I'm not crying the blues because there's no music playing. But these are different dynamics. A revolutionary can never explain to a civilian what his life is like. Real talk. Real talk. But the deal is to win people, I mean, you know what I'm saying, and I had to catch myself because you it's a drain on the brain, you know what I'm saying, the day-to-day, you know what I'm saying, struggles that happen, but you know what I'm saying, but that's what it is, y'all. Like a show in the building. I remember that name. We was in infamous Cook County Jail together, Division 6. Infamous Cook County Jail, y'all. Largest county jail in the country. You dig? As a matter of fact, we'll be updating y'all. Sister Cassandra Greer, the widow of Nicholas Lee, you know, since she's talking about this whole thing, about this, the history of Sheriff Tom Dart in particular. I don't know how long he may have been a sheriff when I was back when we was there. Brother Michael Showethy, we was there too long. I remember Division 6, 2G, I think 2G or 2Q. Division 1. On Division? Go town, I guess, up there. In that county jail, in fact, yesterday I was riding, the brother told me, why don't you go this way? It's a shorter route. Going past it, now I was going to put that right past Cook County Jail. I went the longer way. The damage. Field Marshal George Jackson said, no man, I'm going to paraphrase it, no man, no woman leaves a place unfit. How you tap this? You want to try it again, you want me to bring you in? Let me know if you want me, because it's new to me. Hit it again, I'll bring you in. I don't know if you made a mistake. Hit that, Ron, you said Sheen. Now, Sheen was, that's way before Dart. Sheriff Sheen, that's way before Tom Dart. And Dart said his mouth on 60 Minutes that Cook County Jail was the largest mental health institution in the country. The history of Cook County Jail, you know, it's got cases of 17-year-old sisters. 17-year-old sisters forced to their sanitary napkins for reuse. Cook County, I don't talk across seas, I'm talking Cook County Jail. Those who been in this Cook County Jail, y'all remember the day looking out, the rat fights, watching out the rats. Remember the brother Vance used as a juvenile, yeah. And you know what's interesting, too? There was a law, one of the laws, that blatantly said all counties, for the exception of Cook, the juveniles had to be separated from the adult population. Now, you're talking about Chicago, you had Randolph, Thomas, different counties. But Cook County, at one time, the largest per capita of black population in the country. So why would they say it's already in Cook County for children to be around the adult population? You know what I'm saying? People say, man, you tripping, you know what I'm saying? Maybe it's a coincidence. Why is this? You know what I'm saying? Division 1, my brother. Mike Shaw, to be a real talk. Okay, finish. Okay, Red Boss, I'm going to bring you in 1 minute. I'm going to bring you over a few minutes again. Let me know if then. And Shaw, you stay on. Let me know if you want to come. I'll give you back some memories. Even talking. Division 1, that's what it was. Division 1. I don't like you. Okay, that's the Division 6 another time. But Division 1. We're going to talk about Cook County Jail, what's going on. So this Gill's attack, I'm talking Menard, infamous Menard. We're going to talk about some of the issues that Cassandra Greer is talking about. It's pushing and exposing this infamous, again, Cook County Jail. What happened during the coronavirus, when we first heard about the pandemic, the phone calls that was given to Sheriff Tom Dart and others, you know what I'm saying, the detail of blow by blow of, you know what I'm saying, the death toll. Cassandra Greer documenting, you know, she talked to her husband then. You know what I'm saying? Bam, bam, bam. Detailing that. We're going to make the connection because the Minister of UEP News said the prison is a microcosm of the outside community. Prison is a microcosm. As Malcolm X said, American suburbs is in prison. We're going to draw the correlation to what's happening with Jalen Walker. What happened to Jalen? Excuse me. What happened? Unfortunately, what happened to Jalen Walker? Now, what's happening with him? What happened to him? What's happening in Cook County Jail? So, comrades, do we have any callers in queue?
We got Brother Norman in queue.
Hold right on. Give me 1 minute, Norman. Let me get Brother in. I think we got Samir Rice, the mother Samir Rice, gonna be calling in too soon. Okay, come on, Brother Ray Wabrowski. Are you ready? Come on in. Why you type the thing? This dude to me, I'm gonna bring you on Facebook. Devontae was and juvenile, two The infamous St. Charles. He was, okay, he was in St. Charles 1998 to 89 and sent by the Chicago Police Department. St. Charles, y'all know there's a movie, St. Charles. I remember as a juvenile. Okay, me and you may get each other around a couple of same times. I think we was around the same age, Ronte. I think so. And I remember as a child, we would see brothers come, had them T-shirts. They would have the owl on them, some with the tiger. And that was what particular juvenile detention center they were held at. And St. Charles was held as the one of the most top, like the notorious. In fact, it was a movie. I don't remember that movie, the movie. That's what I think Sean Penn first, he couldn't act, but his father was a major player in Hollywood. And that's the guy, I think he was in that movie. And they had Bernard Gales, he's deceased now, he's passing out, G-Rock. Joe, actually that's what's the sister's name who's been missing? Work for the post office. Kiara, hold on, I'm gonna bring you on to these two calls. Hold the line for us, Miss Rice, hold the line for us, yeah. Bad Boys, that was Bad Boys, A-Rock, yep, that was it. And what's the, he was in it too, his daughter's been missing, we did an animal show, we gotta look for his daughter, Kiara Coles, Joe Coles was in there, yep. Bad Boys, that's it, Sean P. Yep. And St. Charles is notorious. He had Harrisburg. I remember hearing the different stories about that. Let me, come on, brother, I'll bring you in, because get good updates to tap on, to move on. Get a lot of updates. Michael, Sean, I'm going to bring back your memory. I'm taking your flashback while his brother coming in. It's this movie, we're in Division 1, I remember that, Division 1, yeah, Division 1, and I came, and what's this, the movie came, was that movie, was it American Me, no, that Kid Frost song, Ain't No Sunshine, we did it, when she's gone, and I never forget, they said the movie's gonna come on, and everybody ran to the get on the tables, and you know, everybody, you know, different organizations, you know, see, I know Chicago, this is like, you got structure, you know what I'm talking about, man. Different organizations they did, and this white cat came up, and I guess that privilege, you know, that he thought, I guess he got confused when he was there. He just went to the front and got his seat, like he's gonna sit in front of everybody. And I don't know if you remember this, man. I don't know, man. This was before night. This was 89 night. Man, all I heard was y'all say, "Hey, my man, white folks in the back of the bus over here, man." Boy, listen, I don't know if you remember that show. I died laughing, boy. Hey, man, that white dude came up there. He's sitting there, he's at the movies and stuff. He getting comfy. He said, hey, white folks get to the back of the bus over here, man. Boy, I remember, yeah. You know, Brown was in, okay, he was in Bad Boys. And, yeah, it's that dude named, who else is in the G-Rock? Yeah. Okay, well, you're the boss. Get your in, man. Tap you in. Y'all tune in live and direct. You know what I'm saying? You remember that song? You remember that? Boy, you. I laugh so hard, man. The white dude in his mind, I think, when I tell people, I say, it was just natural. He thinking that, regardless of logic, all these black folks, he going to get in the front of the movie in the Cook County Jail. But like, damn. The world was built over, man, the arrogance of something else, man. And I just heard Sean say, man, hey, they're in the back of the bus over here. That stuck with me so long, man. You know, I remember that, man. Yeah. What's that movie, American Me? Yeah, I think it was. The boy, yeah. And what's my man name? Bo. They had the animal, National Geographic Animals Camp. Bo used to come through there once again. Try to watch the animals. Yeah, man. Don't get it twisted, man. I got some horrible memories, too. Don't get it twisted. Horrible memories that got Miss Cook County Jail. You know? I just flash back on the smell, the scent. I just the smell of Cook County Jail. It just hit me just now. just hit me. The way the butter look, dude, the spoons you gotta carry all the time with you, you know what I'm saying, in your pocket, the black, one plastic spoon, spork, that they give you. The nasty floors. Count time, all that shit. Never forget. It's like a term in Africa. You know, it's like Uru means freedom. It's African terms you speak. There's no term in African people for jail. That's a foreign concept for us. We can't conceive no shit like that. Foreign to us. Oh, man. A-Rod, you took it there, man. You took it there. This brother here, man, he got a hell of a lineage also. He said, I can still smell the tunnel. He said, I can still smell the tunnel.
It's the tunnel which you would travel from detention to the courts.
The tunnel to the courts. They would take you to the courts, and any movement, the different divisions, and the decks, they take you through, and the beatings were notorious. The guards, they had a contract, they had a hit on this one. I mean, the guards, intake, man, hold on, take it step by step, bro. Still on, you take it step by step, because, man, you intake, yeah, that whole process, man. The tunnels, I remember me and this brother named, Division 1, Mustafa, Milton Patterson, that was his name. The guard said, we get caught by ourselves, they was going to get out on us. And I said, man, make sure any visits we get called, I want to get called on the visit with me. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to trick you down to the tunnel. You know what I'm saying? Come, you know, call you down there, you know, whatever. You got a visit, all that bear, whatever. And that tunnel, all type of stuff. Man, you know what I'm saying? When they're in the tourists, there was the guards, the 6'1 guards. They had to be a certain height. That was a crew, the special crew they had. And they had, they had caught Mustafa, Milton Patterson. They had caught him. They got him on the back, stuff in that tunnel. They temporarily paralyzed him. They beat him down so bad. And I remember we was going to court. And I remember for him. And when he got out, he was the settlement, the lawsuit he had filed, came close to it being settled. Then he got locked up in Iowa. Milton Patterson, the guards in Cook County Jail, they was open about it. They said they catch Fred after joining him, me or him, to, you know, get out on us. And I remember my visit. I said we all just never went solo. They got him by us and they beat him. They paralyzed him. He had sued and he was the settlement was about to happen. He got pulled over for traffic. And he was in Iowa jail, and he's supposed to bang on the door and call a heart attack and pass. I'm going to repeat that again. Guards in Cook County Jail in Chicago, they saying they're going to get out, they're going to whoop us on, our names are posted. They called him, they beat him down, so they paralyzed him temporarily. And then later on, he's going to court, you know what I'm saying? I remember when he got out in the settlement he had about to come down, and he's in Iowa, and it was a traffic they say he had. And they say he was beating on the door to the point that he both had a heart attack and passed. The insult to your intelligence is good. The sad thing, some of us go for this shit, believe this shit. Milton Patterson, Mustafa, real talk. What? Baby, after my grandchildren met him. Wow. And Cook County Jail, a lot of history. Doggy. Okay, where you at? Where you at? Where Bronx? You gotta come on in. I'm gonna hit you later on because we gotta get the. I'm trying. Oh, we gonna get y'all. What's going down? What's going down? What's happening in Ohio? The connection, the irony. Okay, but we're gonna do. Okay, is Ray about? Is you tapped in? I don't know. This is new to me. I gotta work this. I'm scared to touch this button. Oh, okay. Okay, I guess that is work. Okay. Miss Rice, bear with us for a minute. Who else? We need you on deck. Okay, so don't go nowhere, Miss Rice. Somebody else had on. And Norman. I may be familiar with Miss Rice. Unite. Take a flashback. If you think this is some new MO, how they get out in Ohio. What they recently attempted to do with the police, they murdered too many rights. We're going to talk about all that. Okay, I'm waiting on this brother to tap in. I think we're trying to add you in now. I don't know what's happening. Is something I'm missing? If this doesn't work, you might get a call in, brother. Ray Obroski. Yeah, it's taking too long. It's saying adding. No answer from the live video guest. Okay, but so you might get a call in because it might be me. I don't know what's going on. Norman, tap in with us for a minute. We're gonna bring Mr. Rice in. Bring me Norman down. I'm gonna Mr. Mir Rice. We're gonna talk about where we gonna be at this Saturday, y'all. What's significant about this Saturday? Brother Norman, bring Norman Richard in, then we're gonna bring Mr. Mir Rice.
Hello, can you hear me, sir?
Hey, loud and clear, brother.
Chairman, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Be loud and clear.
Yeah, I was just saying that there is a new pub in Regina, Saskatchewan, called the Hampton Hub. It's a restaurant, a vegan restaurant, and I'm looking at it on Facebook. They got a few chairs, three owners, and a huge picture of Chairman Fred in there, but it's on Facebook. And there was a guy by the name of Barry Lipton who your father stayed with when he was spoke in Saskatchewan. He basically told me about it. But that is a, another some more accolades, you know, coming. Regina, Saskatchewan, that's a, basically a football and a hockey town, you know, but in terms of, there were African people that went there, but, you know, the history of Regina, Saskatchewan has been, the history of African people there has been suppressed. You know, a lot of black people came from Oklahoma and went to Saskatchewan. I believe there was a brother by the name of Al Hamilton, who was for lack of a better term, he was a gangster, and he went to prison for doing some acts that he was basically forced to do, and he went to prison, and he came out, and he started this newspaper called Contrast, and he was born there, and it's people that came from Oklahoma, you know, because a lot of African people went to that part of the world because of the slavery situation. They escaped and set up communities in Regina. But it's on Facebook, and I just basically wanted to report that to you. And the second thing was that I think I was telling you on Carl Nelson's show, my grandmother was named Ola Mae Pruitt, and I was looking at the obituary. And one of the pallbearers of her at her funeral, she was buried in Jonesboro, Louisiana, and there was a Quincy Pruitt. was one of the pallbearers, and I'm pretty certain that that Quincy Hampton, he may be a relative of yours.
Where was the funeral again?
Jonesboro, Louisiana. In Jonesboro, Louisiana, that's the birthplace of the Deacons for Self Defense.
Yeah. Deacons for Defense, right? Right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I had an uncle named Ciola Qualls. He was one of the leaders of the Deacons for Self Defense, and you know, in all the movies, all you got to do is Google his name, Ciola Qualls. They have a street named after him. And like I say, my grandmother was buried there, and one of the pallbearers was Quincy Hampton, right?
I know Quincy. Yeah, I definitely got Quincy Hampton. Hold on, what was it? You just said something else triggered my man. You said something else to Jonesboro.
Shreveport, Monroe.
That's Shreveport. You give a roll call. Some people that some of the noted ones that hailed from there. So who were some other people that came from down there?
Shreveport, Alpinist Bunchy Carter from the Southern California Administered Defense. Masai Hewitt, Roman Masai Hewitt. He was the Minister of Education. Richard Williams, Serena and Venus Williams' father, Paul Mooney, I'm trying to figure out, and Johnny Cochran. Yes, sir.
There's something that mud, there's something that red clay did down there. So I remember something, as I said before, I knew it was something, like the sister was pregnant, they pulled the red clay dirt.
You know, they talked about that in Ethiopia. They had it too.
Red clay dirt, they call it
clay dirt.
That's a hell of a cast coming down there, man. Chairman Fred is buried down in Hainesville, Louisiana. His grandfather had a hell of an impact on him. L.E.U. White, man, hell of an impact on him, man. Man, right on over there. That's, hey, man, as Norm Richmond, getting the question from Canada. I have fun getting to Canada for long. They ask you to ask the question. Where do we get our hats from? These are the Black Panther Party colors. It's our official uniform. It's our official uniform. The Apple hats. Right now, it's a place on. Damn, you know what? I feel weird saying this too. I'm having a Panther Cub moment. These hats, I used to get them from the brother named Bacon on 47 King Drive. He didn't pass. Now it's going on Roosevelt. And the area used to be known as Jewtown. I don't remember. I ain't making this up. This is the area was known as Chicago. In fact, Roland Martin said once, he said he never in his life seen a city that openly had a place called Jewtown. Chicago, the race thing is just up front. It's up front. I mean, it's laid out, you know. And some brothers told me they remember when the fur on, the black fur hat. A lot of people know the history of that hat. That was, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, brothers, the twins, they was in the Black Panther Party. I talked to the twins. And they said, man, Chairman came back with that hat, man. He said, we got to make a beeline to go down to Jewtown. See, man, Chairman had that hat, man. And that was Illinois Central Committee hat, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's a reason, it's a politic to why we have this, too, you know. So we have to, because you know what I'm saying, like we have to, similar to that, Minister UEP Newton had pulled the uniforms back at a certain period of time because it started to outgrow the politics, catching up to playing games with, you know what I'm saying? And, like, even the Black Panther Party Cubs, the berets, you know what I'm saying, people start, you know what I'm saying, playing games with us, so we have to do something distinctive, you know what I'm saying, with us, and it's the Black Panther Party Cubs. But it's joined down right off Roosevelt, but of Halsted. I get the exact name for the, that's where we get this from, though. Canada, I'm to the point where I'm coming. I've been fighting for some years, like literally. I remember Mos Def. Now y'all seen Bay. We had a conversation about Canada. And some came about. He said that it was 2 weeks after Malcolm X had returned. He was assassinated, And two, he said the Chandler Fred had returned from Canada. He was assassinated. So I had this real, like, eerie thing. But I'm good. I'm ready. I'm locked and low. I'm ready to roll.
Well, Canada has
we
the largest.
We're looking online to these man. Stay in contact with it. Take back with us. Lottie, signal, take back with us. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, Marcus Garvey had from coast to coast. They had a chapter in every province in Canada, and also in August the last meeting convention that the Garveyites had was in 1937 in Toronto, Canada. So we're going to be honoring the 85th year of that in August. There is a book that Tony Martin put out called it's the Fundamentals of Garveyism, and they have the whole meeting, you know, notes from all of those meetings. And I was told the story that when Garvey came to Canada, he came on a Sunday, and he fired black people up so much, a lot of people went to work the next day and talked back to the boss, and a lot of people lost their jobs on that Monday.
Man. When do y'all have the celebration with Marcus Garvey in Canada? When?
It's going to be, I don't know if there's anything been organized. I'm not part of it, but it's the 85th anniversary of Marcus Garvey. Like, we did a lot of tributes to Marcus Garvey when I was a head of the Black Music Association, and I was with a radio station called CKLN. But I'm not in the best of health, so I'm not as haven't been able to move like I would like to move. But I'm pretty certain that, you know, Marcus Garvey had so many elements that supported him, some progressive and some not so progressive, you know.
We talk about doing something throughout the country, August 17th, got Marcus Garvey's birthday. We talking about a couple of things. We talking about calling the declaration, calling for a pardon, exoneration on the case he had.
Yes, sir.
And
right.
Yeah, in Oakland, California, we put a proclamation throughout the country. And you know, since we got Detroit online, we got Oakland online. You know, our communication secretary, Carol Fikens, others. You know, so we looking at that. Do a major move August 17th. So I look forward to be on the West Coast in Oakland.
Well, could we piggyback off of that? Could you send us that information? We could spread it up here.
I definitely will. So you're gonna say that's what I imagine. We the great grandchildren of Garvey, offspring of Malcolm, and the Cubs and Panthers. We live on the record for my radio. Give me a minute, brother Norman. Let me bring this sister Miss Rice in real quick. You're welcome to hold around. We'll get back in with us. Just give us a minute. That's Brother Norman Richard, y'all. We'll give you a historical connection to music and everything else. You know what I'm saying? Bring me Ms. Rice in, then we're going to Brother Ray Obrowski. I've got the air code. Clear. 612, I've got. Is Ms. Rice in? She in the queue? Comrade.
Grandma, Comrade.
Yeah,
we have
440. Ray Obrowski, give me hold on for a minute. I want to make sure we don't, that's 740. Brother Ray, bear with us, and we say Cub with us. Give me a four. I'm get this update of this 4-4 update. Hold on for a few minutes. From you. Oh my! I'm messed up. No, my bad. Give me a 440 for a minute. You got us, comrade? See it?
You have room. If it's a caller, they need to press 1
press,
so I can see them.
Press 1. Ms. Rice, press 1. Make sure you press 1. Press 1. Make sure you press 1. My fault. Make sure you get here.
Grandma, no. Call 440-319. Grandma.
Grandma. Right on.
Grandma.
Welcome.
Can y'all hear me?
Welcome. Hear you loud and clear. Welcome to Fremont Radio.
Okay.
I know this is ain't no easy days in general, but Mr. Midwife, can you just bring us to the speed with you, okay? Like even today, okay,
mm-hmm.
The climate right now was going on, you know, with Jalen Walker down to Akron. What's coming up this Saturday? I always say don't draw no foregone conclusions, but I'm understanding that we all are familiar with the case of Tamir Rice.
Absolutely, you know,
this,
Grandma.
This is his mother, Ms. Tamir Rice, online with us. This is at a time where, you know, I mean, it would be ideal to say, man, you know how far we come. Remember how it used to be in Ohio with the police, you know what I'm saying, how they get down on you? Remember back in the days how they gunned Tamir Rice down? We come so far, you have black elected officials and, you know what I'm saying, this and that. And all this in the past now, it's a post-war society. Then reality check. If you have any confusion, and it's clear, you know what I'm saying, but it's still going down, and we still have a resistance. Again, welcome to Fremont Radio, Ms. Rice. Tell us where you at today, you know what I'm saying, where you at, for this, this climate, we had a right, for all practical purposes, next door to you, really.
Free and more power to the people.
Thank you,
Chairman. Yes. So, it was a rough day for me today, you all. I was at the Jalen Walker's funeral, and I got a chance to view the body. It was really rough for me, but they did a good job with him. You know, it's nothing like a mother's cry and a scream that really I can relate to. So it was really rough for me today. It was a few people in the house that I did see and a few people I didn't want to see at the funeral.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it probably was a good 500 or 600 people. I believe it should have been more, but the society, the system affects society where, a lot of us are still asleep. But, in the Tamir Rice situation, Timothy Loma tried to get his job back in Pennsylvania, which is a little bitty town right next to Ohio.
Who got his job back?
Timothy Loman, officer of the murder of my son.
That sounds familiar to our listeners. I don't know if everybody's familiar.
Yeah.
Who's trying to get his job back?
Yes, for the second time now. For the second time now. Cuyahoga, Pennsylvania, which is a small town in PA, again, with 700 population. It's a Trump town. They were out there protesting with my son's face. They did not want that officer in their community. Again, the system is so broken that they continue to put these officers back on the force in different positions and just like a recycling bin for these corrupt officers and things like that. So the system has proven time after time that it's definitely broken. Police reform is so questionable. I don't know how they're going to reform when they put policies and procedures in place where they break their own rules. So, again, they need to be looking at themselves in the mirror if they got a reflection. But going back to the Jalen Walker funeral today, it was very heavy in the room, very, very heavy. Yeah, he had about 200 family and friends come in separately from the community. And Spike Lee was actually there to pay his respects. So that was pretty okay for the most part, you know, I guess it puts a little relief or whatever, but, and then I seen, Tamika D. Mallory and my sign there, which, you know, I just said, Miss Mallory, you know, so I just called her name out to let her know that I was in the house, because I'm trying to figure out what y'all doing down there. A few other people was there. Again, we know that there's opportunities around the world, around this country, and, you know, black death is not a hustle. So I just want to make sure that I'm able to lend my voice and be there for the family, show my solidarity. A lot of people were happy that I were there, that I was there, and, you know, like I said, it was very tough. So this Saturday, we have a memorial revealing for Tamir Rice at Cadell Recreation Center from 11 to 2. This is where my son was murdered at, and his sister was handcuffed and tackled and forced to watch her brother die. So it's this Saturday, the revealing of a memorial that that I paid for and the foundation paid for. It's a pretty big memorial. It costs over $100,000. So the city of Cleveland has not helped me do one thing. Only thing they gave me was the permission to do the memorial. So it's this Saturday from 11 to 2 at Cadell Recreation Center. If anybody is interested in joining or coming to be a part of the historical event. Yeah, Chairman, so what's going on? Got any questions?
First, I think I wanted to say right on. I think that was important that you were at the funeral service. Again, those who are just tuning in, we're talking to Ms. Tamir Rice, the mother of Tamir Rice. We're talking about the audacity. The same pig that murdered her son, to two times attempt to go back. You know what I'm saying? To be employed, not as a bus driver, not as a school teacher, not a police. You think? I mean, just there's certain jobs you go and you say, man, I think I'm cool on race car driving. I had a bad crash. It's kind of traumatic. I don't want to go there. You know, I'm trying something else. You had a bad injury on the football field. You let me try something else. I don't know. The audacity and the arrogance. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And with that being said, Chairman. Even at McDonald's, you get references and, you know, recommendations.
Yeah.
And I asked them, the reporters, I'm like, well, the reporters out in PA was calling my phone. I'm like, well, didn't anybody check his records or get any recommendations? Because they didn't know that was Timothy Lohman that murdered my son. So anytime Timothy Lohman try to get a job in law enforcement, he has to realize that my son's name is connected to his name, and his career is over as a law enforcement. I have already told him that time and time again. I think it's almost like he's taunting me because he knows that I'm going to speak up for my son. Again, the system is broken. It's so broken that they will allow this man to work anywhere in this country, knowing that he is unstable, emotionally unstable, and unfit to be a police officer. And that came from the chief of police at Independence, Ohio. It didn't come from me. It came from the chief of police. So, you know, with all of that, you know, we want to get rid of qualified immunity, you know, throw away the police bill of rights that will make them citizens, and they could be charged as citizens, civilians or whatnot. So that's our next project in Ohio. We need to get rid of qualified immunity immediately, and they need to cease fire on black and brown people around this country. So if anybody listening, please get to your governor, senator, house, wherever you got to go, and tell them cease fire on black and brown people across this country. You know, it is not normal to have to live like this. It is abnormal. It is abnormal to have to live like this daily as a Black African American woman in this country, where I can barely get any rest because I'm steady on the front line. Steady on the front line.
I'm here with the chairman, and I just want to say I want to honor you for the work that you're doing on behalf of your son, on behalf of your son, and also to say to the audience, to people who are listening, that the police are never going to look out for our best interests, and it's up to us to make sure that these killer cops don't get rehired in other municipalities. It's unfortunate that it becomes our responsibility, but they are going to protect their own. We've seen this time and time again. And so until we can get qualified immunity off the books, until we can make changes to laws and policies and protocols, we have to be the ones that show up and stand up and speak out and say, no, we don't want this officer, this former officer, this murderer, actually, in our community. So I'm glad that, you know, it's the arrogance that the chairman talked about earlier of white people, of white supremacy. But, again, it's us that's going to say no more. No more killing our Black and brown bodies, our babies, and our adults as well.
Black and brown people, absolutely. And that's why when I got word of Timothy Loman trying to get his job back, my team worked very quickly like they did when he tried to go to Bel Air, Ohio, and then he resigned in 2 days. So, and also the mayor, the president of city council in Cuyahoga, PA, he also resigned as the president because evidently the leadership is poor, and he did not care about the, he wasn't concerned about the citizens. Because from my understanding, Timothy Loman was going to be responsible for 700 people in a small town. They hadn't had a police officer in 18 months, and this is what they come up with. So the poor leadership around the country in these urban communities as well. So, again, I'm always on them. Trust and believe that I don't let up for nothing in the world. I always go in the door, city council and county council. I'll be slapping them up in their mouth because I always tell them the leadership is poor and they need to find another job.
Ma'am, awesome, Mayor. This is a co-host. I was... You know, you were talking about Timothy Loman and these cops who try to get their jobs back. That should be one of the things that once you murder someone, you should not be able to get your job back nowhere. You should not be able to be in law enforcement ever again. And this is the 7 years ago, Sandra Bland was murdered by Brian Brian E. something. And he was the charges were dropped against him if he promised not to try to be in law enforcement ever again. And it had me wondering, you know, how many times has he made an attempt to go? You can go to these small towns or these small cities in different places, and no one would ever know. So who is keeping track of that? Who is making sure that these people never have a gun in their pocket, never have the power to go out and do anything that they've already done once again? So, you know, it's that we're talking about this, and I was just reading about it earlier today. It's just, I wouldn't say coincidental.
Yeah.
And as far as the system being broken, I think, you know, the system is working the way the system was designed to work. It's not designed for us at all. So the system is it's a well-oiled machine, is doing what it's supposed to do.
Absolutely. And there should be a registry. As you speak of other officers, there are registries for so many things. I know in California there's gang registries, there's sex offender registries. again, mm-hmm. in some states there's murder registries. They can make registries for everything else. There should be a registry for murderers, cops mm-hmm. that have murdered people, so that
mm-hmm.
just like people who have harmed others are prevented from doing stuff even after they have served time, et cetera, police officers, there should be some kind of registry where it's available for everyone to check on and to add names to so that they can't be hired in other municipalities. Mm-hmm. And same on the municipalities that are hiring these people.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What's his name again?
It's Timothy Loman. Timothy Loman. Yeah.
It should be. See, also, it's everything political. See, we want to, even the terms and words we use, like, you know, like, it should be like even the rappers and these songs and stuff, like, the you know what I'm saying? It should become synonymous, you know what I'm saying, with like, the name and the tour, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the Hampton House right now, we're doing some work around it. With the garbage can. We got outside. We want to get a picture of William O'Neill on the garbage can, and you know, William O'Neill, that was Adrian Barker tour. One of them, you know, saying that they supplied a floor plan with Sergeant Chairman Fred and the Mar Club. We got communities. We have to have a wall of fame and a wall of shame. You know, mm-hmm. so we a lot of times we say, well, I don't want to talk about that. We should, you know, saying, for generations to come, you know, saying, but people should be embarrassed even. In the community, as soon as you hear these names, you know, it's just, you know, you can't pinpoint the details. I know that it should be synonymous. You know what I'm saying? With criminal action. You know what I'm saying? It's a certain in other communities, certain, you know, acts that people did. So just agree, we have to talk again to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know what I'm saying? You go in Nazi Germany, they talk about, you know, it's different discussion. They talk about, they don't just talk about just Adolf Hitler. They talk about Goebbels, the Minister of Propaganda, you know what I'm saying? And the different, who's the most notorious ones, so on and so forth. But these pigs' names to the communities, you know what I'm saying? The rappers, I mean, to degrade their names, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We went to the funeral services of L.V. Hanahan, a former Cook County State's attorney, you know what I'm saying? We paid our disrespects. We went to the funeral services of Negro James Gloves Davis. And pay out disrespects, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? It should be known for, you know what I'm saying, that the people should exist in shame, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, one of the field service, this is my father. I said, okay, we're in the right place then, you know what I'm saying? So we talk about this, the victories that we have, you know, but also we talk about this war. It shouldn't be no vagueness about who these criminals are. You know what I'm saying? People should understand to really know who Tamir Rice is. You know what I'm saying? Not just in a subjective way, but all those, you know, who took a stand, who pulled the trigger, down to which reporter said some bogus shit. You know what I'm saying? All this should be. You know what I'm saying? We got members like King and Elephants when they come to this shit. Real talk. We live and direct on Free MR Radio. Speed American History, Taking History, and Taping History, y'all.
Thank you for having me,
Tim. I was saying earlier, that was I think it was very important for you to be there today. Because how far is Akron from you? What's the distance? Like, is it, you know?
It's like a 30-minute drive. It was a 30-minute drive. It wasn't really that packed, like I said, but people were getting in the door at 9:00 in the morning for the 10:00 viewing, and the funeral services start at 1:00. So everything went according to plan. I did get a chance to speak with the attorney that's representing the Jaylen Walker family, and, you know, I just told him that we are watching. We want some officers. We want them fired immediately. And the charges, I believe, should be accessory to murder, murder and capital murder. So I told him to try all three of them, let him know that I was there for the family, and if they need to get in contact with me because of my experience, please don't hesitate to reach out.
So hopefully I'll hear from the family sometime soon. If not, I'll just wait patiently, and we will continue to hold, Akron accountable. Yeah, they need to figure out something, because Akron is a very small town, and it's very poor out there. So, if this case is done correctly, the mom will be happy in the end. But there's so many people around her right now, I just got to give her time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
The Cubs are coming. The Black Panther Party Cubs are coming. We will be live
this
on
Saturday.
This Saturday.
Okay, from 11 to 2.
We are there.
Absolutely.
You messed up, and you supposed to told Chairman for 9 or 2. Gave me a different earlier time, because you know I'll be coming to me. We going you supposed to told me 9 in the morning, so we going
to
be there.
From 11 to 2, and it's going to be all good. It's going to be all good.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I was about to say
continue condolences, because we know the people's pain reflects. And there's no cutoff time.
There's no
end pain
for the pain.
For the pain,
no,
you know what I'm saying?
It's a
cleansing process.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And for all the listeners, please follow us at Tamir Rice Foundation page on Instagram or Facebook. Thank you all for having me. Free them all. Power to the people.
Thank you, Mother. Free them all. We live and direct, y'all. Those who just tuning in, Miss Tamir Rice, Mother Tamir Rice, just came back from the funeral of Jalen Walker. You know what I'm saying? You thought it was fireworks. Over 90 shots fired at him. 60 times he hit. Now, just imagine again, as I said on Carl Nelson Show this morning, the narrative changed. Just imagine, news come on, man, they shot that man dog 60 times. Be honest with yourself how you feel. They said, man, 60 times. And imagine the responses that be happening, you know what I'm saying, from Peter and everybody else. You dig?
I'm a Diallo.
Yes, indeed. 41
shots.
41 shots.
41 times.
41 shots.
You know, even the young man who was
Ohio, Sean, we're gonna be your way this Saturday. I miss you, brother. We gotta link up, man. The Tamir Rice event. Paris, free them all, right on since Mustafa. Free them all. Come right cool in the building, free them all. Right on. We all over y'all. We touch down New York.
Holler's in the building.
Holler came through, and they hollered. They came through the Hampton House. They put the word out the conference. Everybody come on through. Real talk. We still rolling, y'all. We still riding. This is Free My Radio hosted by your two chairman, Fred Hampton Jr., and also Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. We got special guests in the building. We said that people from California sit up on the air. New York calling in. Ghana. You name it, because the deal that we cannot afford luxury. We said the trip, and y'all, this is happening. Man, they get down all over. This PhD, move around, get another job. Timothy Logan, try to get another job, move around. And we got it wherever they pop up at. You know what I'm saying? Hey, we got to be organized. You know what I'm saying? You hear these motherfuckers now, I don't care if they pop up in Alaska. You know, man, send word at night. That's a no-go, man. You know what I'm saying? Be clear on it. You know what I'm saying? Because whatever the Panther Party said, differences amongst the people are reconcilable. Different people in the state are irreconcilable. Bring Ray Obrowski in to touch on to give us an update with what he got going on and where he at and what's happening. Comrade.
Hello?
Yes. Welcome to Free 'Em All Radio.
Free 'Em All. Free 'Em All. Free 'Em All. Power to the people.
Your mom, proud of people, my brother. This is my first time actually hearing your voice. Tell us who you are. Okay, welcome to Free Them All Radio. Tell who you are. What's happening with you? What's going on?
Yeah, first off, thanks for having me on, Chairman. This is an honor, brother. I appreciate it. My name is Ray Rabowski. I'm the owner of the Black Militia clothing brand. The Panthers have inspired me a lot with this brand. I thought of the brand during the looting of 2020. Came up with it. My kids were in the city at the time. I had to go pick them up, and they seen all the cops and everything outside in front of all these stores because I stay in the south suburbs. So they scared in the car. So I was, long story short, get them in the house, get them situated, and I'm sitting outside just thinking, like, man, they got to be a better way instead of tearing these stores up to protest. But I wanted to do it through the clothing on some fly stuff at the same time so anybody can wear it, old, young, you know what I'm saying? But we use the Panther to signify the strength of the logo. As you've seen it, because you got your stuff, you know what I'm saying? And there was a huge impact on the brand and why we did it, Mr. Anthony. So, again, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me on, brother.
Appreciate you coming on, brother. And I appreciate to say this, too, you know. In regards to, you know, the impact that the Panther Party had with you and others. Now, I'm going to say this, too, and I appreciate the fact that you, because it's been said, I guess I can really say, flattery. Give me some rest. This whole axiom. And in essence, is basically saying some people do certain things like the honor, I'm trying to assess this. It's an old axiom. It can be respectful.
Right.
And, you know, and saying things in honor. But I respect the fact that you didn't, that you don't, I mean, you, okay, it's not the Black Panther Party. It's not the Black Panther. You know what I'm saying? It's a Panther that's,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You said Black Militia. And I'm
not
saying
that. Right. We just use the Panther to signify.
Okay, here you go. Somebody take one of my listeners, Black Boys. Imitation is the highest form of flattery. I appreciate that. We appreciate that. Because it doesn't hold, okay, like there's a certain politic to the Black Panther mm-hmm. Party. And like even a lot of people, I tell the Black Panther Party Cubs, and our logo is a little different. And it's important.
Right.
I respect this, I acknowledge this, but this is something different, you know what I'm saying? And that's appreciative,
right,
man, because Black people, we have very little that we can identify and relate to. And
right.
People, you know, so a lot of people come through and they gut the legacies of certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? And you know,
right.
As opposed to I'm Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. I make that very clear. That's, you know what I'm saying, because that legacy of Chairman Fred. Matter of fact, you rarely hear me say Chairman Fred Senior. Cause I said he ain't got no suffixes on his thing. I said that's Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? He pulled it up.
Right.
And a legacy is more important. And so I just want to say we appreciate that because there's so many cases we now have to expose contradictions. With, you know what I'm saying? People could, like. Come through, and like, I remember the flag, Marcus Garvey provided for us, the red, the black, and green. I remember this young lady had just came out organizations, no less than like 24 hours, and she was doing a flag and changing, moving the colors around. So I got the call from Cali. I said, put on the phone. I said, what are you doing? Well, I'm an artist, and I think this. Well, I say, you think what? And it was an
error. Oh, no, you
can't,
yeah,
said,
you can't
oh,
do
wait
that.
A minute.
Yeah, you can't do that.
This is, man, this man did time in Atlanta Federal Penitentiary for this here. You know what I'm saying? This man was,
right.
This gave his life for that. You know what I'm saying? That comedian, Lil Rel in the building. My brother, Free Mall, man, I miss you and love you, man. Real talk. Yes, indeed. In the building. So you're right. Man, we put together something probably in December, right? You know what I'm saying? In Africa, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we do like a re-release or something with the movie, Jesus the Black Messiah. I get, man, I don't know, man, could be a little real. Hey, man,
I love you, brother. Real talk, man. I love you. He was also in the movie Judas Black Messiah. There's so many other pieces he was in, man. You know, and I mean, we come to me one time, you see him, you say, I ain't recognize you, got your hat on, man. But I give us some information. Where you at, Brother Ray Obrowski? Where you at? How people can find you? You know what I'm saying?
You can find me on
August 30th at the Chairman for the Street Party.
Most definitely. Yeah, send me that information. You can find us on Instagram at Black Militia Inc. You can check the website out, www.blackmilitiainc.com. You can find me personally on Facebook, Ray Rabowski, or my personal IG page at RayH8815. You can order off the site. You can order, message me straight through me. It don't matter how you get the stuff, but we getting it out there, brother. And I ain't going to lie, it was heavy coming on after Tamir Rice's mother was on there. Prayers for her and her family. And the mother and a family for the kid in Akron. That man, these police is crazy, bro. It was like, that was a lot following that call. I was trying to get myself together on the other side. I ain't even gonna lie to you, Jim.
Yeah, man, and it hurts, and it, you know, rightfully so, man. You know, the time that you don't feel nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, and we can, Sada Shakur has said, with being oppressed, we have to be mindful of that, because, and I'm not saying like in a doomsday sort of way. I'm saying we sent in a way that you can't get used to this shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Media coverage, and, you know, you hear about, you know what I'm saying? You say, oh yeah, yeah, like, you know, some more's gunned down and had the police. I mean, 60 times the brother was hit. You know what I'm saying? That he was hit. That we know about. You know. This, as Marvin Gaye said, this ain't living, man. You know what I'm saying? And we, it's a difference between being a victim and a victor, but we have to be fighting back victims. And we have to acknowledge, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know, they hold up a lot of these slave success stories. People got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Say, okay, everything is cool, you know? No, man. This shit ain't cool. This shit ain't cool.
And hearing that cop reapplying for his job is like a slap in the face.
You know,
like,
when she said that,
it's like the audacity, man. Like, are you not once, but twice you tried to reapply.
Man.
Like,
when she said that, police, that
y'all, y'all shouldn't be police. Y'all shouldn't be police if y'all scared of black people.
You think that McDonald's, I thought, if you drop some hot grease on somebody like 10 years, that should stick with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, hold on, that's the one,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's a red alert on your file, you know what I'm saying? And again,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, like you go to certain places, and they'll bring your shit back up on you. You know, you can't get this. You can't rent an apartment, or you know what I'm saying? The refrigerator handle was displaced when you left out of there. You know what I'm saying? The arrogance, like, and then again, I mean, you think like I told you, think like, okay, you know, pull this up, man. Shit, lay low. Don't even be associated with nothing. I mean, no police, no uniform. It was, man, just. Man, the fact that you still walking around, you know what I'm saying?
The yeah,
man. People are treating the Rodney Dangerfields of all races. You know what I'm saying? You have repeat offenders. They just get out on the motherfucker, man. So we got to, again, continue to heighten the contradiction. You know what I'm saying? These pigs' names, you know what I'm saying, should be equated. You know what I'm saying? Like how they do us with so many cases, like it's certain terms and names that – I mean, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers come out and they bombard you with the propaganda before you know it, how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? You got motherfuckers who don't know what the fuck going on with Ukraine. So when they hear, like, yeah, we don't fuck with them. You don't fuck with who? Ukraine. I mean, one time I was in Acorn Projects in Oakland. I never forget this. And this is, I think this was under Bush Jr.'s tenure. The U.S.
Okay.
was invading Iraq. And I remember the cat was telling me, yeah, Saddam Hussein, bogus. I said, what you mean? You know, he violated the no-fly zone. I said, when the fuck did you become so politically in tune with all this shit? You know what I'm saying? And the deal is, you know what I'm saying? The ruler class, the video games, they come out. Go check these videos. They be having video games. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying? They have, you know what I'm saying? Whoever they get down on, the images, go listen to the songs, and sometimes even go listen to some of these rapper songs. I said, these motherfuckers talk like they got, they really don't admit it, you know, and they be talking about, yeah, man, Bin Laden, bogus, you know, what the fuck is you talking, you know, so
the war that's been waged against us.
Right.
That part.
You know what I'm saying? The
Most
man,
definitely.
The Timothy Logan, the John, Lieutenant John Burgess. You know what I'm saying? Henry Hanahan. What's his name? Philadelphia. Frank Rizzo. This goes on and on. On and on, you know what I'm saying? The motherfuckers, you know, it's
Hello? Hello? Hello?
We lost him. He must have pressed mute or got disconnected temporarily. He'll get back in.
Okay.
Because I see him on Instagram still talking.
Okay.
Sister Daphne.
Grandma, Sister Robin.
Did Chairman's call drop?
Well, the call didn't drop, but he may have dropped. He may not know that he's not on the phone.
Hmm.
Mute the line and tell him on, send him a message on Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Okay, he's coming back in right now.
All right, sounds good.
We on. Okay, we're on.
Hey, I'm back.
We also talk about the intentionality in which they are able to take people into custody with no incident. The fact that numerous people have murdered people, mass shootings, and yet they're arrested without incident, and we're murdered for no reason, with no weapons, et cetera, et cetera. So it's all, when people talk about reform, when people talk about the system, the punishment system, it's working exactly how it's supposed to work. They've been killing us, and with impunity, from the tragic latter slaves to present day, they've been killing us.
Well, he needs some training to bring, how to bring people in. What's the white cat in Hillside, Illinois? That boy, they brought him in, murdered seven people. Ain't none on his face with tattoos. Ain't a black eye. Ain't not a bruise. None of that on him. So they need more training. They know how to bring them up again.
This is not about training. This is about mentality that says that you can kill us with impunity. If you think about the thousands of black and brown who have been murdered by police, why would they stop? Behavior only changes when there's consequences. And there isn't consequence.
That's what a criminal psychologist said. Behavior is impacted by consequences. Real talk. You know, motherfuckers know in the back of their mind. Somehow, you'll say, hold on, don't pull this shit with this community. Real talk. You know, motherfuckers still with us, like the man. I know a lot of youngsters ain't hearing me though. The Rodney Dangerfields are all racist. This is a comedian. His one of his lines was, "Oh, we don't get no respect. Oh, get no respect." You know what I'm saying? The deal is, hey, be up to ante. Respect. Priority with us. Real talk, y'all. We live and direct on Free of My Radio. It's been making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. We on blog talk. We on Instagram. We on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. We have to up to ante. Who else? We have any more calls in queue?
Now, free them all, Brother Chairman. No other callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like
okay.
to come to queue, press one.
Saturday, we're going to Tamir Rice thing up there, y'all, Cleveland, Ohio. We ride. Saturday. Real talk. All, y'all start getting ready for, that's July 16th. That time fly. August 30th coming up. Chairman Fred's Street Party. We finna go hard. We finna go hard. Finna get these flies out. We finna go hard, y'all. We finna go extra hard. August 3rd is going down. It's Ground Zero, 2037 West, Chairman Fred Hampton Wade for the politically incorrect, Monroe. Then to the wall, Madison in California.
The wall.
What's the link to that video?
Holler's YouTube channel. Holler.
Go to Holler.
H-O-L-L-A.
H-O-L-L-A on YouTube channel. And check out that video. They didn't have no big meetings with us. They didn't have no big let's back and forth. Man, they took that in. They go to H-O-L-L-A and check that video about the wall. Check that out. Like, man, my man, you know what I'm cracking on, who all they ain't been there for a week. They ain't been there 4 weeks.
Yes, we shot the video on Saturday and Sunday. Shout out to D. Marissa, put it together.
Ran it out like eight.
And yesterday, or on Monday, we put it live. And shout out to Holla again. And also Curbfest. Curbfest in New York City on Saturday, August 20th. We are bringing awareness to the political prisoners that are still being held captive on these slave plantations, as the chairman said, for the politically incorrect prisons. Some of our political prisoners have been down for 40 and 50 years, and we are having an event, Curbfest, at the People's Church in Harlem on August 20th from 1 to 5 to bring awareness to the political prisoners throughout this country. Free them all.
Free them all, y'all.
Free
I think I should say cool dingus.
Baba Sekou is a part of it.
Legends going to be, man. I talked to him the other day. Y'all, I mean, you know, we don't take for granted. You know what I'm saying? That we have some, you know, these forces back out here. But, we Sunday out of Coley, these are morale boosts. You know what I'm saying? And, shots in the arm. However, a revolutionary is never satisfied. Free them all. The deal is, you know what I'm saying? You know, but it's inspiring. I think even I be drained sometimes. I think they call survivor's remorse. I think about the Mumia Abu Jamals and others. You know what I'm saying? They are captive. I think it's Dr. Mutula Shakur, the cancer is more intensified with them. You know what I'm saying? The cases, the C numbers. You know what I'm saying? They're telling the cases. Discussion now. You know, Imam Jamil Alameen, from those H.R. Brown, Mr. Larry Hoover, your cousin, the sister, now the people, and these, you know, I watched this piece on YouTube about New Orleans prisons, Louisiana and Angola, and it's a piece on YouTube. I came up, man, about Angola, and his one brother, he been there. He never met his grandson until they brought his grandson in. His grandson has life, and the grandfather, he drives the horses. They do the thing. And he was showing the grandson, was saying, "Man, you know, I get back out there, you know." And the grandfather was saying, "Yeah, I thought the same way too. I was, you know." And just had common, you know, the common, this whole, you know, this plantation, this ongoing slavery.
Yeah.
You know, me, you know, grandson, he coming in with natural life, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, man, just, I've seen situations like that.
The amount of time that this country will incarcerate someone. We recently, in another work that I'm doing, was working with the participatory defense out of New Orleans to free Mama Glow, who was the longest-serving woman prisoner in the state of Louisiana. She served 52 years, and when she was released in January of this year, they banned her from the state. So when we talk about reform, there is no reform. It's dismantling a system that was built to incarcerate us.
Again, it's a foreign, you know, you go back, it's a foreign term, foreign
concept, you know, for African people. And this whole concept, this whole and dynamic in the history of, you know what I'm saying, of prisons, you know what I'm saying. There are rules on how long you can hold, you can keep a dog in captivity. There are rules, you know, like humane society rules. You know, so you can't keep a dog in a cage so long. The Pelican Bays, the Supermaxes, you know what I'm saying? And the story, I recall when the photographs were released of prisons in Abu Ghraib, Baghdad. Mind you, pictures that prison guards had took.
Right.
Prison guards took the pictures. Prisoners stripped naked. Dogs released on their private parts. And they were releasing it. And some of those prison guards, like a Grainer, for example, one of them was Grainer. See, man, I can get a grain, these motherfuckers, you know, chump this pee in that Grainer. Grainer was a homegrown terrorist. He worked at SCI Green where Mumia Abu-Jamal was held captive at. So when he done this, so on went abroad, they was asking these prisoners, man, why you didn't report this? And the prisoner was like, man, we did report this, but to who?
Right.
Then a lot of prisoners say it was so embarrassing. Try to forget it. But the reality is, as Field Marshal George Jackson said, no man, I'm going to paraphrase it, no man or no woman leaves that place unaffected. None. You know, when I got out for a while, I remember sitting in the room downstairs, and the mother comrade would say, "Well, you, I won't leave a room. I just stayed down in the dining room. I think that's why I sat it for a while." And I remember raising some mail that came for me, and I remember talking, and I came, and it was open. You know what I'm saying? It was something to get. And I remember, you know, talking. I say, just that, you know, like the sensitivity of your mail being open, and. I mean, up until recently, I mean, she's one time, some came in, and I was like, yeah, go ahead, comrade, you know. And she said, you good? I said, yeah. I said, you know what I'm saying? That process of, I said, you open it. And it wasn't because you said you were with somebody going to look at you. It's the whole dynamic, whole politic of what they do. I mean, this one guard, Chump, he said his name was White, but I think that was a fraud name for him. He was a Menard. He was a sergeant. He wasn't no regular pig. You know what I'm saying? And this joker here would pull a little stunt like when we call it chow lines. Even that term is called chow. Not food, not lunch, not breakfast. Called chow. And they would try to like put certain guards. But I mean, so I can bump into him and give me a case. So you know, so they crowd the gallery in, and he would say little stuff like, you know, what's on your door? Like, well, my daughter's report card came. You know what I'm saying? Then you know that there's no privacy. You know what I'm saying? He would say stuff like, "Yo, people protest." And I wouldn't get the mail. I'm one time on news. I didn't believe it. We did a newspaper from inside the camp. The Prison Conference Committee, Black Panther Party Cubs. Probably ain't can't believe that. See, everything we do is a strategic reason. The flyers for the Chamber of First Street Party, they're taking a long time for a number of reasons. We put the Black Panther Party newspaper on there. A lot of people didn't know the Black Panther Party even had a newspaper. See, a lot of people you gotta drop that pill in applesauce. And it's not because we're not talking about it. Like I said, it's because we last caused alcohol. A lot of people can only hear us when that heat is on their ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. The Panther Party was talking about some stuff before Nixon got in office. But Nixon, when he came with that campaign with all of us, it forced both of us, oh, man, what you were saying? So we had, the Vanguard got to be consistent.
And strategic, as you were saying.
Strategic, scientific, and all that scientific, because Minister U.A.P. Newton said the most difficult job fighting for the people is fighting for their interests, even when they don't even know their own interests.
That's right.
I'd have had Kessin locked up, tell me, man. Man, you talking about the prison thing. You talking about free them all. I didn't can't tell me, man. I'm supposed to be here, man, because I didn't do this case. But I went faithful to my lady. But I'm trying to figure out how the state get it. I mean, how this shit just bad. I'm putting you in a motherfucking dungeon, the concentration camp. This motherfucker twist this shit around. You go look at them 48 hours and the police come talk to a motherfucker. Listen, get this up your chest. I remember one time I was in isolation, and got that ticket they gave me. So I was on a hunger strike. Captain America, Negro, we call Captain America. These Negroes they were used up everything. Lieutenant Oaks, that was his name. We call him Captain. They send him every. They go back up. He run to a crowd of brothers. You know what I'm saying? We thought, oh, he come Captain America. So he ordered this way out ticket. Mother come right there and visit me. He wrote all this weird stuff. I was threatening to do this to the police. This real Stephen King novel shit. We was way out there. So I got the ticket. So I'm challenging. So I go on a hunger strike. They bring some guards in to try to threaten me. One guard coming there. She don't play. Get him out of the room. So they bring me out. So I stand close to them. So why are you so close to me? I say, I'm watching that gun tower. They hit me. They gonna hit both our ass. So you know what else? What you gonna scare me to eating? I said, man, I'm hungry. It ain't happening. So then it's another guy, Lieutenant Gamble. He was very Machiavellian. He trying to run the word game, blah blah. That don't go. Then they come get me. Took me to Lieutenant Martin. They come get me. I never get him. We used to tease. We talk about him too. Okay, what was going on in prison? They would call. It'd be 3 a.m. An uprising happening. They would send Lieutenant Martin in. You know what I'm saying? We making sure. Lieutenant Martin, we heard you was at your daughter's graduation. They told you to get in here and stop the uprising. He could see him coming. That's tired. They'd get him all the time. So he come get me. They took me to. So I'm walking past this brother named Snake. He's in the shower, and I overheard the guard say, "Man, he got us all on Channel 9 News." So I tell the guard, I said, yeah, I'm going to have you motherfuckers on CNN in a minute. Keep fucking around. So Snake was in the shot. He seen me. I was on hunger strike. I didn't know how much weight I had lost. Snake say, Chairman, please. I said, be cool. We got to. He said, so my pants falling down, boxer drawers, I'm to my man. I'm cuffed up. So Snake said, Chairman, come on. I said, I'm good. They take me to the hospital. So this white doctor, he said, now, man, this doctor was dead exposed. He wasn't even a doctor. He was doing community service for a cocaine case he had. So he brings in the room. He say, we got to check your electrolyte. That's what I remember hearing that word. I said, electrolyte. I said, what? He say, listen, what you're doing on this hunger strike, you try to make a point. He said, well, he talked to Jesus last night. And Jesus was telling him that he said, it's time for me to come off this hunger strike. This is the white doctor in Big Muddy River. We call it Big Bloody River Prison. This is the white doctor who when you go over there, you get a knife stuck in your neck. They give you a Tylenol, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is the one that knows about all. He told me that Jesus talked to him about my case last night. So I say, excuse me, man. I say, you know, there ain't no phones back there in SEG. He say, oh, yeah, no. I said, I don't know what this special phone, bat phone, whatever that y'all got this line to. But being, you know, Jesus talked to you about my case, about me, about this hunger strike I'm on. If you can check out this appeal I filed, what's the update? Because I ain't got no response back. Man, that he went straight the fuck off. Get him out of here. Get him out of here. See, it's an arrogance that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying, come in. This whole, man, listen. A case in Detroit, Michigan, named Malice Green. The police had killed him. And they came with their usual shit. He was I think they said crack or dope. I forgot which one they said. The people in Detroit said, man, we don't get no fuck. What he was at? Don't convict them pigs. See how to see what happened. See, you cannot let them side. We call it the sidetracking of the slave. The sidetracking of the slave. Was Rodney King, was he speeding? See, these are questions you get caught up in. I'm coming from the club. We grew up, man. It's eight. When my guys come and say something happened, then we going to defend them, take it, then me and I have a one-on-one conversation. Mm-hmm. This system here, it's not in no position. The U.S. Marines, one of their sayings is, kill them all, let God sort them out. The Black Panther Party Club say, free them all, let the people sort them out. Y'all, Marsha Haddon, what's the update in Menard now? As soon as I see the word, I'm having flat. Menard threatens to, listen here, y'all. She's been on, Alicia Gill, these ladies have been on, they've been in the studio with us. Menard, what's happening to their brothers and husbands? I'm talking, Menard, You can talk to people in the streets. You can tell they've been in Menard before. This was Chamber of Prayers in 1969. This is the move, the piece, Menard, Chester, Illinois. Menard, this is where the movie Judas and the Black Messiah, that prison scene,
mm-hmm.
This is what we're talking about. Menard, Illinois. Now, y'all should have been in the studio with us. Go to our Facebook page. Alicia Gill Facebook page. Menard threatens to put feeding tools in people over. This Menard, and I'm telling you, I believe it was, you think you back in the 1800s in Menard. I'm telling you, it's, they shipped me at that motherfucker on my birthday, 1999. I never forget it. Shh. Over to man, and guys were stumbling, man, he ain't going, what we all telling him? They see me at that motherfucker, on the best birthday, I'm talking about, man, hey, I knew I wouldn't call that motherfucker alive. I was stood on it. One contact, one prisoner. We got go to her page, we should give her a page, you know what I'm saying, see what the updates, what's going on, about those held captive in this particular concentration camp. That's what I said. This concentration camp, the shit that go on there, motherfucker, I'm trying to tell you, notorious. And I just went from listening to our recording to actually being on our phone calls. Now when he calls, she told me her husband, he calls from a 618 number, 826 number. Whenever he calls out, we can hear them pick up the phone. King God of Marshall was upset over your grievance. I hate to, this type of psychological games these motherfuckers get out to. I internal fast. You know what I'm saying? Man, see, even the war, you're talking war. You go to go back in this amount of communication, shut down transportation. These are war tactics. For those listening all over the country, we need people, you know what I'm saying? Go to Alicia Gill's Facebook page. Go to Marsha Haddon's Facebook page. See what's going down right now. I'm talking right now as we speak. As Menard, the history of this motherfucker. This was John Wayne Gacy. I don't know if y'all heard him. This is where he was at. They had him up on the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Notorious. It's in Chester, Illinois. I went up with one of my comrades in the visiting room. He was talking to Chan. I said, what part are you not clean on? I'm not coming at this motherfucker alive. Notorious. We better cover on up out of y'all. Keep y'all hands up, eyes on the fist clench, y'all. Chairman Fred Street Party, August 30th, we're going to be talking about the cases in Menard. We're going to be here on something we're going to have you know, people networking. Meantime, between time and after that, keep your hands up, eyes on the fist clench. Another program with the Black Panther Party Cubs. Free on my radio, hosted weekly by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robin Allen. Excuse me, AKA, also known as Lady Rage. Indeed. And my sister?
Ayula, hailing to you from San Francisco, California, across the bridge
from
Oakland, home of
the Black Panther Party.
Black Panther Party for self-defense. Free them all. Mm-hmm.
Free them all. Historical Stomach Ground, Oakland, California. We're looking to be there August 17th for Garvey. We're looking to be there September 3rd for another event we got going on. I ain't gonna let the cat out of the bag. Hollywood, next time, if you still on, got a birthday coming, having a birthday party up there, that's going out September 3rd. But, man, I don't know. Hey, catch my breath, because after August 30th, man, what's going down? August 20th, the Curve Fest, August 20th, the Curve Fest in New York. Go get a black cat nap, get you a few hours of rest, get right back out. It's going out August 30th. Chamber Fresh Street Party, September 3rd, August 17th. God, we got to be in Oakland. Man, this Saturday. Cleveland, Ohio, over Tamir Rice. Hey, we moving and grooving, y'all.
You can't be for the people if you're not among the people.
So you're right. And how they came through, they touched down. Go to that video again on HOLLA YouTube channel and the wall. It's inspirational. I Officer Frazier, who
planted the drugs. Yeah, I know that. People said, what you mean? Yeah. Who planted the drugs, CLMA, racial names, have an African-American wife, yet he calls him Mason. Calls him Mason niggas, y'all. That's the police inside the that's the police internal affairs. That's the police inside the police, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, y'all. Same time, same station. Next week we're gonna be calling for some tough questions. Some people want to do some of the Rainbow Coalition, and we say, okay, we need y'all to call in, and we need our audience, our people, to be able to, you know, ask y'all some questions. So we join next week. You need, you know what I'm saying? Ask the question with it. You know what I'm saying? Cause we real. Like we had some struggles, some cats recently. People called, man, Chan, come on, man, deal with these different groups, man. I said, hold on, man. I just kept playing with our names, man. In case, oh man, we got unity. I'm not just into no simplistic unity. I say, man, come on, man, they could be divisive. No, we identify. See, black folks, you know what I'm saying, speak French too much at the wrong times. We ain't all on the same agenda.
That's right.
That's the record reflect. The Portuguese could have never kidnapped me had not been with the assistance of some of the African kings and queens. See, some of us up with this shit. See, Nazi Germany, some of us will be up with this shit. We hiding in the country. This week, we call them question on Uncle Sam and Sambo, the gringo and the negro. See, Kim Il-sung made it clear in North Korea. He told the U.S., oh, no, they with you over there. Ho Chi Minh and the G.I. made it clear in North Vietnam. He said, no, you guys, they with the Yankees. No, they not here. The Black Panther Party made it clear. Well, we ride with the people. Because how many Negroes you got, you know what I'm saying? Man, we not come with no blanket. Who don't you talk to him? Some man there's an agenda. And some people, some cats, I'm going through some situations tonight. In the neighborhood, some cats doing some stupid shit. Chairman Fred would say, hey, these motherfuckers crazy with some agents. But if I figure out which one he is, I've been a penitentiary in the graveyard. Some say, hey, he's going to get to the stage of the game. With Chairman Mao Zedong said, blood to the horse's brow. And woe to
the
Ramon, keep those. I'm gonna get y'all a community calendar. Repost them, type them, tweet them, put them out there, y'all. Heads up, Asma Fitzkinch. Y'all, what's called Free Them All.
For all my niggas living in the rush. Slow it down, just a notch, baby. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.
Life at high speed. Life at high speed. Trying to get tired when you
watch. Buy me a gun.
Lick 'em up and I live life hot beat, slightly disillusioned by weed. I breed thugs, motherfuckers even worse than me. When I bleed, my enemies best to bleed quickly. Palm me, my army, niggas deceased swiftly. Look at you now, why you wanna act out? I pull a hammer back, strapped with a cannon that'll blow your motherfucking back out. They blast, but I'm still standing, slightly scarred. Deep questions for the Lord, why you don't like me, God? So, though my life was hard, with no remorse, I absorb all lessons, provide protection for the boss. Double wall, rugged and ruthless. Keep a vest through these hard times, knowing it's useless. And my crew, we crooked, be mistaken for Jews. We all about our cash blast if you break the rules. Fools turn snitch for the DX, be heaven sent. Switch like a stone bitch, turn state's evidence. Why? Then they wonder why niggas die. Put your family in danger just to get high. Now, what the hell can we get from jail? More tricks for the crime trade, this is hell. Bail out, a thug nigga fresh out the jailhouse. The safe count and take all the mail out. Whatever happens, happens. Whoever fall dies. We fresh out of time, living blind, so we all ride. In times like these, chronic attire, we bumping through the top speed. People say, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties in the projects. We going all night. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun.
Corner fast blasting, hot plastic, stretch your chest plate back like elastic. No need to push me to split you. I love beef like pussy and pistol. For all you pussies that's soft and tissue, I ride by like the fall guy out the roof, busting at you wise guys, getting high, flipping 100 proof. Yeah, you make joints, load verdict with mine. Get that ass tapped, murdered, and rob blind from behind. Rapping shots pouring, catching niggas while they snoring, kicking his door, and I'll leave your whole fucking family in mourning. Plus me, you itchy bitchy tight, can't touch you. Frontin' like your heart, I play your fucking yard like a trust.
What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties in the projects. We going on.
me the danger. No stranger to hard times or the good ones. At times I'm amazed at what the motherfucking hood done. What we do to get paid all day for the almighty dollar. Don't even bother to holler. We all destined to be swatted by the same thing we lust for. Throw away our morals and values and thus more. Nigga to die tomorrow. We better no ball time. Nigga the clock's ticking. Approaching is the day you gon' need more than your clock spitting. Cops sitting. Politicians passing laws you ain't know up. Soon that money gon' be illegal when you die to keep your dough up. But I ain't gon' tell you what. Just stop chasing paper. Man, I'm just like y'all. I'll worry about that shit later. Put the metal to the pedal. Slash off nigga blaze. Let's get blowed out. High beam to the end of my day.
People say what you gon' do when you get out of jail. I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex. House parties in the projects. We going all night. What you gon' do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex. House parties in the projects. We going all night. What you gon' do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex. House parties in the projects. We going all night. What you gon' do when you get out of jail?
About it.